And remember that laughter is lightness of being, and cultivating lightness of being gives us the opportunity to love life even more than we already do. So I invite you to open your heart and laugh. Find something wonderful to laugh about, and join me in some laughter now. You get your ho 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 Merry Christmas, and you got the little giggle. And you got the sinister laugh. Ho 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 ho. You got the laugh you do when you don't want to laugh, but you're pretending you are. You get the sigh when you're done, and the deep breath that follows the laugh, and the opportunity just to breathe and relax. Relax and remember that life is indeed good. Life is worth laughing about. Life is beautiful. And there is so much in this past year that has been beautiful and good. And so I invite you in this moment to smile at the health you've experienced this year. Even if there were moments when you weren't vibrantly, vitally, perfectly healthy, perhaps a restoration of health is what makes you smile this wonderful day. We all had the health, the mobility, the capacity to move, the strength and flexibility to arrive here today. We all walked into the room this morning, this afternoon, and we all were able to laugh. We all spoke and hugged somebody and experienced a connection with friends. And so our health is sufficient for this moment. We are breathing, our hearts are pumping, our bodies are resting in our chairs. And we can take a deep breath and enjoy the benefits of the laughter that we created, that it got our endorphins to rise in our bodies. It helped our muscles relax. It helped us feel at home and gave us a sense perhaps of belonging in this group. And what an amazing group this is. I loved that Marsha last time said that she feels this group is innocent and open-hearted and warm. And what a grateful experience it is for her to walk into this group and feel that innocence, feel that sense of wonder and that willingness to be together and to share our hearts and our lives, to share our love about the Abraham work together, to trust and know that we truly are blessed, each of us in our own ways in this group, and all of us to come together collectively to smile and to hug and to talk and to laugh, to eat wonderful holiday refreshments and to delight in the beauty of this magnificent winter day, to celebrate that we had snow and now it's almost gone, that we live in a place where the snow doesn't fall in December and last until May, that it comes and goes, and the temperatures rise and fall, and we have incredibly beautiful, beautiful days, even in the winter time, to appreciate and enjoy. This is a sparkly time of year. There is laughter and celebration and lights and fun and multiple holidays that we can opt into or opt out of us as we choose. There are no rules that we have to follow with the Abraham philosophy. We get to make it up as we go along and feel our way through it. And so I invite you to feel a deep sense of belonging in this group right now, a sense, if you like it, of homecoming, of coming home to the truth of your being, the wholeness and celebration of your life, the birth of the light within you and the refreshment of that light from day to day. For truly, we are each a light. We are each a shining example of non-physical manifesting in physical. And we can see the radiance in each other, in each smile, in each sparkling eye, in each beautiful face. And I invite you to open your eyes now and look around the room and see the graciousness and beauty and harmony and peace and brilliance and clarity and wisdom and joy in all of the beautiful faces of the Abraham meetup as we gather today to celebrate ourselves and each other and this magnificent holiday party. All this great food and wonderful coffee and delicious things to eat and drink and delight in. So I am so grateful to be here today. I've been thrilled to be a part of this group for years now and to do these meditations for a while now, and it's a joy for me, and I'm grateful to each of you for allowing me this time to share. And so it is.